Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Friday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has unleashed a flurry of activity on both sides of the abortion debate. In Massachusetts, abortion remains legal, but some legal experts warn that the battles are just beginning. Joining us to talk about this is Jamie Sabino, former president of the Women's Bar Association of Massachusetts. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
So on Friday, abortion immediately became illegal in some states after the Supreme Court ruling. Here in Massachusetts, Governor Baker signed an executive order really designed to protect healthcare providers who might serve residents from out of state. How significant is that?
It's very significant because there are many unknown questions. A legal landscape in which some states might try to prosecute doctors in other states or providers is imminent, and Massachusetts needs to take the steps it can to protect our providers.
You know, we heard over the weekend, and one example here, South Dakota's governor said there's consideration in that state that there might be a ban on telemedicine and abortion pills, and a provider would be the person who would be legally responsible, and not the woman, if in fact those pills were provided to women in a state where abortion is illegal. So I guess when you read about that, is it realistic to assume that a scenario where a Massachusetts provider might be prosecuted for providing these pills to women in a state where abortion is illegal? I mean, is that possible?
It's certainly possible that it will be tried. Whether it will be successful is unclear. The extraterritorial reach of criminal statutes is a really an unknown field. But the example you gave also raises other questions. Can a state ban medical abortion, or does the FDA rulings allowing it take precedence? Is there a federal clearing of the field? And where has the abortion taken place? Is it where it's prescribed, where the pills are, where they're taken? There are a number of different questions around jurisdiction, the reach from one state to another, and federal regulation of medication, all in that one scenario.
It sounds like there's going to be an awful lot of fights here. The National Right to Life Committee has talked about some of its strategies here, among them punishing prosecutors who have said that they won't enforce abortion bans. Could that pertain to Massachusetts prosecutors, or do you think that's really not an issue here?
That's probably not an issue here, but again, it's so unknown, and a prosecutor could be harassed. It may be a lawsuit that goes nowhere, but we want to make it as difficult as possible for those kind of lawsuits and civil suits to be pushed in Massachusetts, where there may not be a criminal jurisdiction. It might be a doctor who's licensed in another state, like Texas, could have one of those Texas civil suits against them. Mm. We want to make it as difficult as possible for any of these to take place in Massachusetts and make it as easy as possible for Massachusetts to enforce its own laws and allow its people to do what's legal in Massachusetts.
What do you think is the first big fight that we'll see?
I think it's going to be on medical abortion. I think already states have banned it, and that's unclear whether they are able to when the FDA has said, this is legal, you don't need to see a doctor, we have approved this. I think that's going to be the first big fight.
So you mean the pills is what you're talking
about? Yes.
Folks who say, well, it's legal here in Massachusetts, so we don't have to worry about it. What do you say to them?
We have to worry about it because we know that the side that is pushing and pushing and pushing and has been for decades isn't going to stop. It is going to try federal statutes, federal constitutional amendments, and these attempts from one state to regulate and rule and frighten and harass people in another state. It's clear they're going to try.
Okay. Jamie Sabino, former president of the Women's Bar Association of Massachusetts, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.